First things first, we got flight attendants protesting outside of Chicago airports and other airports across the country, and they are moving in solidarity.
Flight attendants at 30 airports, including O'Hare, were grounded today in solidarity over a new contract. They say their working conditions and pay need to improve. Charlie Budjahusky joins us now live with their demands. Charlie.
Well, Marion, this is something that affects not only United Airlines here at O'Hare, but American Airlines, Air Wisconsin, Southwest. None of those airlines has a deal with their flight attendants. And right now, those flight attendants say it's about time they got a contract.
Inside United's Terminal 1 at O'Hare, a crush of flyers works through crowded check-in stations to get to their flight.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Wait, does that sign say pay us or chaos? Who came up with that? See, this is why I ain't got time for that. You know, when I need to catch my flight, I need to catch my flight. I just go ahead and roll with Delta. You know what I'm saying? Delta, send me a check because y'all really, man, look, I'm not even going to give you the strategy. One of the reasons why we are changing the format, moving it earlier, moving things around, doing more highly produced shows is because we're also being incentivized to do so, not only because of the quality of the shows are going to improve on the Anton Daniels channel and over here because we got some changes that we implementing on Monday, just as far as the graphics and stuff like that, but we also got new sponsorships. But yeah, man, Delta send that check, man, for me, Mitchell. But they, I ain't got time for this. I really don't have time for this. We need to get to where we got to go. Y'all got to figure this out.
Side United flight attendants like Maria Torre walk an informational picket line, protesting the fact that she and her colleagues haven't had a contract since 2021.
It's busy. Our airplanes are full. Passengers are demanding.
Flight attendants, pilots, and other crew members are joining in these pickets here in Chicago and at 30 airports nationwide to let flyers know that despite record numbers of passengers, their contract negotiations appear to be stalled.
During the pandemic, they were able to decrease staffing and obviously let people go. And now the staffing hasn't returned, even though the passenger loads have returned.
The TSA is predicting this summer travel season will be the busiest ever, with more than 18 million passengers in the air over the Memorial Day holiday alone. The flight attendants union...
They picked the right time to strike, didn't they? They always, whenever a union wants to strike, or whenever workers as a part of a union wants to strike, they strike at the heart of whatever it is that's going to affect whatever airline. So, you know, if they're having problems and anything like that, then it's going to largely be magnified by the idea that, you know, they are doing it at Memorial Day weekend or as soon as the summer season hits or as soon as the travel season hit. And so they want to have as big as an impact as possible in order to be able to get a new contract.
Has more than 80,000 members are currently without a contract.
We're tired of waiting. We're tired of management constantly delaying the negotiation process, and it's high time for us to get a contract.
A spokesperson for United says we have been meeting in regular negotiations with the Association of Flight Attendants and the federal mediator they requested, and more dates are scheduled throughout the summer and fall. We are eager to reach the industry-leading agreement our flight attendants deserve.
That's all posturing by the company. It's such a volatile industry. And this is, remember, hey, stock club members, bag chasers, people that are a part of the Patreon. When I did stock club and I started to evaluate flight stocks and I told y'all about hospitality and everything related, what did I say? What did I say? I said it is one of the most volatile stocks and industries that is laden with debt and saddled with disruptions, even in good times, even when you don't have a pandemic, even when you don't have a recession, you are always, always going to run into an issue when it comes to flights, hospitality, hotels, unionized places. And so us as bag chasers, we largely stay away from volatility when it comes to long-term investing. And so I'm not going to talk about all of the details and everything like that, but we don't mess with these type of industries. We don't mess with the investments in these industries. Listen, we understand that y'all want y'all money. God bless you. I hope you get everything that you negotiate for. But we don't rock out with these type of industries because we know that volatility is bad for our portfolio. If y'all not a part of the bag chasers, Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Let's continue to rock out.
But if those talks don't prove productive, union says you can expect to see more protests like this one.
And while there is talk about strike authorization votes, the flight attendants operate under federal law, the National Railway Act, and that makes it very difficult to strike. They have to go through mediation first. And for example, the Southwest flight attendants, they rejected a contract offer, have to go back to mediation. There are no mediation sessions available until January of next year.
Shout out to the flight attendants. So that's what's happening across the nation with United Airlines. In other places, New York City transit workers are speaking out after they've been getting assaulted and punched in the face.
And a show of support today for transit workers who have been
Hey, long hair don't care. I see you, baby. Hey, listen, the one thing I will say about New York is that they make sure that they keep them a fleet of nice looking people for TV. They make sure that they keep them some slim trim to compete down there with Miami and everything that's happening over there in Broward and Tampa and everything in Florida. New York, let me give y'all a round of applause real quick. Y'all keep y'all some slim trim on the screen. Now, all of y'all over there in them other cities, that's over there on the West Coast, y'all really embracing diversity and equity and inclusion over there. I mean, seriously. Come on, baby. Talk that news.
Violently attacked on the job. Among them, a bus driver who recounted what happened when she was punched in the face by an angry passenger.
All right, Fox 5's Kendall Green live outside the TWU Local 100 office in Brooklyn Heights with more on this concerning trend. Kendall.
Hey, good evening, Stephen Bianca. A stabbing, a beating, a slashing, all in a matter of days. You can't help but wonder how many times.
They even gave y'all a do for the ladies. They got a beard and a mustache. Y'all finally get a dude that can tell y'all the news that got a beard and a mustache and he got a fade and a full head of hair. Look at New York. New York is looking out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to NYC.
Transit workers are going to return to work knowing this is the reality they face.
A New York City transit bus driver is struggling to return to the job that pays the bills every day as she's now a victim in a recent string of assaults on transit workers.
It happened on Friday. June 7th.
The driver didn't want to share her name, but says the assault has been fresh on her mind since it happened. The eye patch sitting on her face, now a symbol and a reminder of what's become an intense source of anxiety for the mom of three, recalling that attack.
I'm driving and I'm on my way to the last stop and no one pressed the bell. So the guy gets up and he says, "You passed my stop. Can you let me off?"
She expressed out of courtesy for other passengers on board, she couldn't let the man off.
Before I could finish it, I was getting punched in my face driving, and I still had to make sure that I don't crash and keep the people safe on the bus.
Nobody deserves to get their hands put on them. That's number one. Number two, there's another part of this conversation. Hey, remember when y'all wanted diversity, equity, and inclusion? Remember when y'all wanted to be equal? Remember when these jobs was largely reserved for men? That men had to do all of the jobs and they had to do take care of the business and stuff like that. Now y'all out here getting, now listen, I don't believe that people should be getting punched in the face. But see, people are less likely to do it to people that they know is not as vulnerable. So now y'all doing some of the hardest jobs and y'all got to suffer, you know, what it is that y'all got going on. And I don't think that anybody should get touched. I mean, that's unreasonable. However, I do want to mention to y'all that this is the stuff that men have to deal with on a regular basis. And so now you just got to take the risk versus reward. But let's continue.
What adds to her worries is this isn't the first time for her or her colleagues who feel like they've become the city's punching bags for pent-up anger. Just one day before her attack on Saturday, Isaac Egherevba, with 17 years of service, was violently attacked while operating a bus near Grand Avenue Depot after a route detour.
Y'all said I'm off on that take. Why am I off on that tape?
Were apparently made several passengers angry. One of those passengers, an unknown man pictured here, out of nowhere, sliced the left side of the bus driver's face between his jaw and neck. While union officials stopped short of sharing stats on assaults on their employees, they said the last few days have been a whirlwind, including multiple troubling incidents. They're direct about who needs to step up for them so they can make it back home to their families without their constant concern for safety.
We want Jan Oliba to to deploy all his resources, the MTA police. They brought the National Guard out. They put him in the subways. But that did not reach the surface.
Now, we reached out to the MTA regarding that last request you just heard. As soon as we get that update, we'll provide it in a report.
So that's what's happening over in New York City. And then last but not least, it looks like New York also lucked up on catching this guy that had a weapons arsenal and a bunch of notes, repentant notes. Check it out.
The man arrested after police say they found an arsenal of weapons in his car faced a judge in Queens criminal court today.
All right, 27-year-old Judd Sanson's been charged with multiple counts of criminal possession of a weapon and has been remanded into custody.
Fox 8's Kendall Green is live in Kew Gardens with the very latest. Kendall.
Hey, good evening, Steve and Natasha. We don't know what that plan was, but it's clear now that he had a plan. Authorities, they found writings that included his plea for forgiveness from God.
27-year-old Judd Sanson facing a judge in Queens criminal court just one day after police discovered a massive arsenal of weapons in his SUV Wednesday, which included troubling messages.
The writings were, "You're going to learn today, left me no choice, and ask in God for forgiveness." So you put that all together. We do believe that the charges are valid.
Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz updating reporters on the charges Sanson now faces.
He is being charged with gun possession, CPW 2 charges. He faces up to 15 years in prison if he is to be convicted.
CPW, short for criminal possession of a weapon. This is Sanson's first arrest on record in the state after police recovered weapons in his vehicle, which included a 9mm Glock, 9 loaded magazines, heavy body armor, handcuffs, NYPD uniform items, 2 stun guns, multiple knives, and a weighted whip.
Yeah, this dude was about to, seriously, you're right, he was about to air NYC out. And he was going to pretend to be a police officer in order to get into some place that he wasn't supposed to be in. And then absolutely unload on everybody. That's crazy. That is crazy. I don't even know how they caught this guy. They say they lucked up on him.
He had, which I find extremely concerning, an NYPD bulletproof vest and a transit reflective uniform, which, as we know, in the city of New York, really gives you access to almost anywhere you want to go.
A pair of uniformed officers were in unmarked cars patrolling the area near 86th Street and Dittmars Boulevard around 1 a.m. Wednesday, when Sanson's blacked-out license plate on his truck led to his arrest. The NYPD says ghost cars, vehicles with obscured license plates, have a common link to more serious crimes.
Shooting.
Listen. Y'all keep telling them that they can't stop and frisk, that they shouldn't pull you over without a reason. Okay, well, what about now? Do y'all give them a round of applause for this? Do you give them a round of applause? Do you change your perspective because it's possibly saving lives? See, when you don't have anything to worry about, then I'm not tripping. I don't mind seeing the police officers, especially when they pull me over, because that just let me know that they vigilant and they on their job and they doing what they supposed to do. Cool. Give me a ticket. I'll pay it. I ain't tripping about it. But now they prevented somebody's daughter and somebody's mother and somebody's father from having to mourn the loss and from it being another mass shooting and from it being another dark summer and us dedicating resources and all of this other type of stuff in order to try to fix what's happening in society. They was able to prevent crime from happening. That's what happens when you allow good police officers to be able to do their job. And so one small crime or one small thing caused them to be a little bit more suspicious. And so they start poking around and they wind up finding a dude that was going to go out there and completely destroy what was left of society. Somebody's daughter get to live another day. Somebody's father get to live another day. Somebody's grandmother get to grow old. And somebody's niece get to have a child and then they continue their lineage. So my point is that when you allow for people and you work with the community and you work with the city and you let people do their jobs instead of trying to stand on what it is that you feel and doing something that's wrong in order to continue to do something that you're not supposed to do, what you do is you allow the police officers to do their job and ultimately support the community and saving lives.
Robberies, burglaries, home invasions, their method of transportation is a vehicle, sometimes stolen vehicle, and I would say about 80% of the times they have a license plate cover.
Shout out to the police officers over there in New York City doing a phenomenal, fine job. Now we just need the prosecutors and the laws and the district attorneys and all of them other people to do their job in order to prevent this guy from getting out tomorrow and then still airing out NYC. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quake Hits.